The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
And in Mind Your Business, we have a look at the SME sector here in Singapore. After all, it powers half our economy and also hires about 70% of our workforce. KALFA is the abbreviation of Knowledge and Alpha. It's a mobile app that enables people to discover, connect and meet up to learn and share skills on a one-on-one basis. Now, co-founder Jack So joins us to tell us the genesis of the app, which was launched earlier this year, and why he and co-founder Jaden Teo feel so strongly about it. Jack, thanks so much for coming today.
Thank you.
I understand you're feeling slightly under the weather, so let's just rush through this as much as we can,
no,
I suppose.
No, yeah,
first things first, though, why KALFA?
So I think it's really three things that really inspired the whole of KALFA. So I'm a finance graduate. So after studying finance, I'm really, you know, inclined to trade into options, right? But to be honest, I really don't even know how to begin with to trade options and stuff, right? So what really happens was I met one guy through the internet. It's a forum page. And then he came out and he taught me for like 3 hours, right? So I really see the value into one-to-one learning. And another two more story is related to my previous business, which I was running a restaurant back then in Melbourne. So one unfortunate case that happened to me was I was like in a lawsuit, and fortunately I met like lawyers, accountants and stuff that really sat down with me and advised me, right? And one other case is, of course, I got fined again by the council in Melbourne.
What's happening, Jack?
Yeah. So that one as well, I sat down with an architect that actually taught me how to get out of my troubles, right? So I think these three incidents really just inspired me to start a platform that can connect people together. Yeah, so that inspires KALFA.
How many different types of professions, so to speak, are on the platform?
Okay, so KALFA right now, we have got 7 categories, one being the others category, and we have like career and finance, we have like baking, cooking,
that's
we have
very
like
diverse
life experiences.
Yeah.
So it's practically like things that people is willing to share that really add values to another's life, you know? Yeah.
Jack, how does this differ from, say, just Googling it?
So how KALFA, it's really, the whole of KALFA's experience is to really connect people onto a one-to-one experience. So people really can bounce ideas as opposed to like Googling it. So Googling it, yes, it is really the medium talking to you. If you were to take a workshop or a course, again, it's one trainer to many students. Yeah. So KALFA's model, it's really coming down to one-to-one, whereby people really can sit together and bounce ideas.
Right. What about the business model? How are you keeping the lights on?
Okay, so eventually we do want to gain to a big enough traction that we can command advertisements on board. And that's how we keep the platform viable.
But I understand it's somewhat subscription-based?
No. It's completely free to use. And it always will be.
But there is a charge that an expert can impose.
Okay, correct. So as a sharer, that's how we deem it. So a sharer can actually charge up to a maximum of $80. And more often than not, they can even share it for free. So
do
about
they?
60 to 70% of our listings in there,
they
are all free. So yeah, quite frankly, it's like, yeah, they are just a lot of willing sharers.
You sound surprised or not?
To be honest, because I've met like quite a number of people before starting KALFA, and more often than not, people are willing to share. So, to be honest, I'm not quite surprised, but,
I am.
Yeah.
Time is money is the saying, right?
Yep. So, okay. Think in the lines of like mentorship and stuff like that, whereby people are really just willing to give back in a very altruistic form of manner.
Oh, that's very encouraging though. Since inception, you started earlier this year. How's it going so far? The feedback from the sharer's point of view seems very encouraging from people taking it up.
It is. So first and foremost, in terms of like organic growth, we are seeing people downloading it every day. We are coming to a point of like hitting 6,000 users right now in a matter of 3 months. listings wise, so people sharing, we actually really started out with like 40 listings, which is like among our friends and families and stuff, right? That's, we're doing things that's not scalable.
Yeah.
And as of now, we've already got like 310 listings on board. So
you sound surprised again. Or not?
Not quite so, to be honest. Yeah.
What are some of the challenges you're facing now, though? I mean, as you scale, might you need more manpower?
Yep.
Might you need more space? I don't know.
Yeah. So I think we are... Everything is going according to plan. Nothing is too out of the way. But I think, I imagine going forward, because we are expanding our operations abroad, I do believe that, we do need space, more manpower, and obviously funding as well.
Operations abroad, meaning you'd like to tap into the expertise in other countries as well? Because I reckon if it's a mobile platform, it is already global.
For now, we are still restricting it within the regions of Singapore.
Ah, okay.
So going forward, we are heading to Vietnam pretty soon. Just to roll our app out there as well, in the same model.
Why is this important to you personally? To get people to share their expertise with people who need it?
Okay. I really do believe in the most organic form of learning, which is really meeting people that are already in that field, having that expertise to share what they know.
But one person's experience may not necessarily work for another person, right?
I do understand that.
Yeah.
But in some form or manner, you can always inspire somebody else, right? I think that's the one that creates the most value.
Mm.
Yeah. By bouncing ideas, by meeting people in that field, you kind of... Just acquire knowledge and their own personal life story as well. And that actually motivates people and drive people to where they are.
Was it the same for your co-founder, Jaden? Got himself into trouble, needed help talking to people?
For him, wise is a little bit different, I would say. He's more in the form of like teaching, more like sharing what he know. But he find it a problem to monetize that skill set. So I think we share the same philosophy, but on two faces of the coin.
Right.
Yeah.
What are the hopes for Calpha?
Really,
world domination.
I really do believe we can scale to a level to become the next social media giant, right? That's how we look at it going forward.
How much time are you giving yourself?
I'm giving myself up to 2023.
Okay.
Another 4 more years.
Right.
Yeah, to reach that scale whereby, okay, this is the go-to app whereby people will actually, whenever they want to learn something, this is something that they will tap on to meet somebody that they know.
Do you want to get to a point where if people want to learn anything?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So there will be an expansion of the categories involved?
For sure. Definitely. Okay. Definitely.
Check them out at kalpha.io. That is kalpha.io. Jack So is co-founder there. Jack, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.